listening to my mom and dad on Ball and Chain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ball and Chain. We have been gone for a while. I'm Jay.
I'm Heather.
That's a wait for my phone. Yes. Thank you. Yes, I love you too.
Shut up and sit down.
I love you too. Yes, thank you. And this is my wife.
Hi, I'm Heather.
You're so mean. Welcome back. We've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And do we want to tell the folks at home why we've been gone for a couple of weeks, besides everything? We've had birthdays out the wazoo.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving.
And that's pretty much why we've been gone for a couple of weeks. I'm tired right now. Both of our kids, this is how it works. My daughter's birthday, my niece's birthday, this is within 3 weeks, or within 2 weeks. My daughter's, my niece's, my son's. Then you have my other niece, my father-in-law, and my sister all within the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And
you forgot my Grace's.
And in between that, well, yeah, my mom's, my stepmom's, and in between all that, you have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's where we've been. But we told you guys we were going to be off. We said a week. It's been two. Deal with it. We don't care.
I think they're all going through withdrawal.
So I've had some people tell me I'm mean to you. I told them to eat me. do you think people think I'm really that mean to you? Or do you think they know that we're teasing? Because if they don't know, they're stupid.
I think they need to stop listening to my show.
I'm not mean to you.
He is.
Tell him.
Guys, help me.
Tell him.
Help me.
Or I'll punch you.
Sounds like you shoved
me
in a hole.
I'm not mean. I'm not mean to you. You're mean to me more than I'm mean to you.
I'm not
you
mean.
You are. You're a horrible person.
He makes me out to be this horrible person, and I'm not. I'm so sweet.
It's a loveless marriage.
That's terrible to say.
No, but nobody's really. I mean, they say that, and then they start laughing because they know we're just teasing, and people have thought it was fun. I've gotten some great feedback, and I thank everybody who's told me that they liked it. And I want to apologize to my good friend Michael Jones, aka Mad Saxon, over at Vices and Teramo. I was a little behind, and I've been playing catch up on all his shows because I love his show. And I actually had a couple of books that I was listening to, so I got behind on some podcasts, and now I'm catching back up.
Do I know him?
Not personally, no. Anyway. Mm-hmm. They were talking about our show, and he was giving me crap on his show. This was a couple of weeks ago. So he was giving me crap, saying, Jay always said he'd get all kinds of, oh, geez, the dog found her way in here. Go figure.
I thought I was dogless for a while.
He said Jay kept saying that that people were going to give him crap, and they were going to love his wife and hate him. So I'm going to bash on him right now, but he does. He's a great guy, and their show is awesome. And actually, their show is a husband and wife show as well. So, but they do. Oh my good Lord, are you serious? Nothing. Every time we record, you know, I do four shows.
But she's been quiet
and never have to deal with her, except for when we're doing this show. And
that's because I'm in here because she loves.
I'm talking about my
daughter.
Every time we go to record the show, she's got to be in here. Seriously distracting because you're crawling under my feet. Anyway, they talk about like horror films and sci-fi films and the like, but it's a good show too. So that's where we've been, and
if I could figure
Christmas
out iTunes
is coming up.
And I would listen to some,
but I don't think Christmas, Shiloh. I don't think Christmas will interfere with the show recording.
It's my fault she's laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. She thought that was okay because she was whispering.
I don't think that Christmas is going to interfere with the recording. I don't think she likes that, Shyla.
She doesn't. Stop. Stop. She's not
she's
a baby.
She's blinking and ducking her head.
She's a dog. She doesn't like playing peekaboo or boo or
whatever.
Go on.
Go play with your brother. All right. Distraction gone. I threw her out the house. That's got good. They're not even going to know because I just paused it. I didn't even stop it. I can't do that. It's like I got my daughter like within an inch of me messing with the dog going, I, and I'm like,
no,
I can't concentrate.
Going, abu, abu.
Whatever. I don't care. The dog's already distraction enough with that funky hair.
Oh, it's cute.
Our dog has a mohawk.
Very natural.
And right
mohawk.
Now,
I'm
perking up her mohawk and she's falling asleep because of it. Because she's a dork. She's the dumbest dog ever. You are pretty dumb. I mean, you're sweet, but you're stupid. I just want you to know that. But I don't think Christmas will interfere with the recording of the show because Christmas falls on a Sunday this year, which is fabulous. Because
do you get Monday off?
Yes.
Awesome.
That means I'll also be off Christmas Eve, and I don't have to worry about like working part
Yay!
Day and then run out. It's going to be great.
It has been
that.
So long since you've had the day after any holiday.
I know.
Off.
I never do. Yeah, day after Thanksgiving, it was like me and a buddy of mine were the only two people on planet Earth that had to work. And I was talking about this on Geek and News. Do you think any of the managers or bosses came in? No. Of course not.
Of course
they
not.
Weren't there, but us little scrubs. Because
it's crappy
were.
To have to go in and work on the day after
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
It sucks.
What a wonderful family time. It's nice to see you for a couple
hi,
minutes.
Hi, Tim.
See
hi,
you
Shelly.
Later.
I know you guys are listening. So, hi. How are you guys doing?
Do I know them?
Yes, you know them. Jeez, what is wrong with you?
I don't remember names. I remember faces.
You know.
Okay, how do I know them?
Heather, you met him at our anniversary party. You've met Tim a couple of times.
Oh, right. Jeez. Hi, guys.
See,
I remember.
Guys?
See?
See?
But I remember
now,
because
you, understand?
You said that. I had to put a face there.
I put up with this crap.
But see, I can picture our anniversary party, and you say, Tim. I'm like, oh, Tim. Right.
Yeah.
The guy you work with. Okay.
Yeah. And
did
know.
He come in the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Tim. You're a fabulous guy.
Well, let's not get carried away. He's okay. Yeah.
We should hang out with him. It's
he won't
nice
hear this. He won't hear this until after tomorrow. But tomorrow he's bringing us donuts in. So
see, and that makes me so mad.
What?
I like donuts, and you don't even eat them because you're on your diet.
Not on Fridays. I'm not on a diet.
Oh, I forgot tomorrow. I keep thinking tomorrow's Monday.
No, shut it. I will strangle you with my mic cord.
Still, you need to like. I'll pack you a little baggie.
I'm not bringing you donuts home. So this week we're gonna talk about, and I have a list of stuff we're gonna be talking about in the future that you and I will go over, but and I also have about four people that I've talked to that are going to write us and tell us how they met. So, or a couple of them actually might record it and send it in, so we'll actually have a little.
Oh, that would be fun.
But one of them's Matt, and Matt, if you talk for like 20 minutes, I'm not gonna put it in the show. You got 5 minutes, brother. 5 minutes, and then I'm cutting you off. Cutting you off.
See if you can get Connie to help you out there.
Well, he's going to try to get her on the mic. We'll see
if
that happens.
Oh, she could do it.
They were
she
here recently and for Horror Hound, and we wish we could have gotten them on then, but it was just sort of a...
If we'd have just had even just 20 extra minutes, we could have done it.
Yeah.
I think Connie would have come down
to
do it.
We were just running around a lot. We had a fun weekend, so...
We did.
But I thought, since we talked about dating a little bit and how we talked about how we met, we talked about dating a little bit, and we talked about our wedding a little bit, and we'll go back to some of that stuff. We're not, you know, we didn't tell you everything. But I thought this week we'd talk about our very first house.
Oh.
The very first place we lived. Now, when we, okay. I've lived all over the flipping in apartments and houses. We tried to count once, and that was a couple ago, and I think we'd counted 32 different
something. I was going to say 32.
Apartments.
That seems right.
Now, keep in mind, when I count that, everybody out there is going, holy crap, no, I was not a military brat, and no, I didn't live in, like, 32 different cities, but when my parents got divorced, I counted both places, because I would stay at both, and what do you, it's the furnace kicked on.
Oh.
It's cold outside. So, when you and I were going to get married, we wanted a house. We
yes.
knew we'd probably have to rent, but we really wanted a house. We didn't want an apartment if we could help it. And I don't remember what happened. You and your dad found something, or you found it in a paper.
I think I saw it in the paper.
It was they helped young people, couples, get a house. And a lot of people say, is it a land contract? It's not like that. It wasn't that, because it was a company. And what we did is we went to the company, we rented a house, and we had 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
a portion, it's kind of like a land, but portion of our rent went to a down payment. But on top of that, they helped you find financing. So they helped you if your credit was bad, things like that. Our credit wasn't really bad at the time. We just didn't have a lot. And we didn't live in the house very long. Yeah, our credit sucks now. We didn't live in it very long before we actually bought it.
It was about a year, I think.
I think it was like 9 months. I think it was actually less than a year because it was kind of a... Well, anyway, we went and looked at a couple different houses. Well, we finally went into this one and we both just sort of agreed it would have been... It was a perfect little starter home. It was a little ranch style house, 3-bedroom, a cool bathroom, crappy kitchen.
Yeah, it was a great... Oh, but
little eat-in kitchen.
When we left, it was an awesome kitchen.
Oh, it would have been really awesome. But an awesome bathroom.
Yeah.
I loved the bathroom. It had a wraparound bathroom. Had an unfinished basement, a huge backyard.
It was a very nice sized backyard.
Yeah, it was a nice backyard with
a deck.
And behind us were no houses. It was a soccer field behind us. So it had a giant fence and a soccer field behind that. So we both said, yeah, this is, and it was really cheap. Got the house really cheap. And we moved in there, and we lived there for a couple of years up until we had Xander, as a matter of fact. And he was about, what, 6-7 months old? Oh, my God.
6 months old.
Ow. Unless he's dying or in major pain. Get out. I'm going to murder children. My daughter has been a royal pain in the patuscus for the last couple of weeks. She's been getting in trouble daily and pushing her limits a lot.
Yeah.
So my first piece of advice to anyone out there, no, that would be too mean. I was going to say, if you're going to have a boy, keep it.
That's terrible.
I'm just kidding. I absolutely adore my daughter, but she is way... Oh, my, I love her. She's my princess.
She's a high-maintenance child.
Compared to
sure.
our son, yes, he's whiny, but she is just... She will push it as far as she can go.
She does things that a 2-year-old would do, yeah. And she's 6. I don't get it. You can only slap her hand so many times yeah. before it looks
and
like it's
illegal.
About to fall
it's
off.
It's illegal to beat him now, so.
You can spank him.
Very rarely do we spank her.
Well, yeah, I always try to use it as a last resort.
And even then, it's a pop on the butt is about the extent of it.
It doesn't really need to hurt with her. It hurts her feelings. That's what matters.
That's good. You know, people are going to call 421 kids on you.
It's 241 kids.
I don't give a crap what it is.
They call 421 kids.
Well,
when okay.
they come to take my kids away, haul the wife off, I hardly ever do anything. I just yell a lot.
You're so sweet.
I am.
I'm always the bad guy.
I got spanked as a kid, and I have never got beat in any way. You know, just pops on the butt. But I don't know, man. I have no problem with people spanking their kids. I see somebody dragging their kid around by a hand or picking them up and slapping them and stuff like that. Then we're going to have issues. I'm going to put some jujitsu on your ass. That's all I'm saying. But spanking a kid, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But I just have a hard time doing it. So.
Yeah, I brought her in here asking you to slap her hand yesterday with a handful of donut myself, and you wouldn't do it.
I'm not going to slap her hand. I didn't even witness her doing it. You did. Do not haul the child. Don't catch the kid doing something bad, then haul him into me and tell me to do it. Guess who gets to be the bad guy then?
Who's always the bad guy?
No. No, don't even pull that crap. How many times this week did I yell at her to the point that she would, this is bad. We're going to stop talking to her. till she was in tears. Now, I want you guys to know, before you get all like, he yelled at that kid till she was in tears. Trust me, it takes a lot. Like, we're talking like 5 minutes of her doing the same thing. You're like, Shyla, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Shyla, stop. And you guys, I'm not like... saying there's big pauses. I'm saying that's how many times you're saying it in a row until finally you're like, I said stop! And then she's I'm like, no, you can't be upset. You cannot be upset. I just, for 3 minutes straight, told you to stop doing something. Now you're going to get upset when you get in trouble for it. Anyway, I want to talk about this anymore. We're talking about our first house. We bought a house. It was a ranch.
We lived in it, the end.
We had a red bedroom. Remember, we painted our bedroom that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really red. It was like a...
No, it was red.
It was a burgundy color. It kind of had a little
burgundy
bit more
is a shade of red. I get so aggravated with people.
When you say red,
semantics.
Okay.
Oh, good
I
Lord,
want everybody to
go.
Start writing and answer this question. When you
Nobody's
think of red, do
in.
You think of red? Like candy apple red? I mean, what shade do you think of if somebody
what color
says
is wine?
Red? But is this supposed to be a trick question? What? They call it a red.
Yeah.
But that's not, it's not red.
It is red. It's a shade of red. Crimson, scarlet, pink. They're all shades of red. Whether you want to admit it or not, but we're not going to have a 20-minute discussion. It was a reddish color.
So
get over
it.
Get,
oh my
good
red.
Lord. I'm not going to have a 20
It was burgundy with a little bit of a purple tint to it. Go ahead.
Here, every man, please write in and tell her it's just red. Just get over it. Quit being a woman or a homosexual.
All right. Well, from now on, I'd like to find a new partner to do a show with. I don't want to do it with Heather anymore because I don't like her. If you agree with me, please let me know. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Everybody's, I'm right. I'm thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Well, does anybody support Heather? No. Nobody supports you. Be quiet. It was a reddish color. Anyway, it would come off on our pillows when we would lay them against the wall. Do you remember that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, the paint would like make our pillows red.
It was that weird brush that we did.
You were youngin' because you were only 20 when we first got married. And you turned 21 shortly thereafter. But I remember we got married and when we first got married, the back two bedrooms, one was our bedroom, one we made into an office. And the third, we had a roommate for a little bit. But we won't talk about him because he's a dick. I used to, but well, he didn't. What did we do with the front room? It was empty for a while. Eventually, it became my office because we made the back room into a nursery. But when we first moved into the house, I used to have this really bad nightmares that someone was breaking into the house. I would have to get up in the middle of the night and go check the front door. Like I did 2-3 times a night. It would just freak me out. I think it was because I was used to living. I mean, I had roommates up to that point, but not a wife, not that sort of thing. But we took pretty good care of it. I mean, we did. We took really good care of it.
It was nice when we moved in, but it was even nicer when we moved out.
And now it's a pile of turds.
Oh, it makes me sad.
Yeah, it looks like it's all boarded up, and yeah, we planted a tree, and it's gone now.
I mean, it's not even like a stump. It's just gone.
Well, it didn't have time to be much more than,
It was an expensive tree.
Yeah.
It's like a $200 tree.
Our backyard had this, like, ditch thing in it. Not big, but big enough that when it would rain, it would get kind of wet out there. And only one spot.
It's a
so
little soupy
we
right
planted
now.
A, what was it?
Birch tree.
Yeah, it was a river birch because it would drink up the water a lot. And it was suggested.
Actually worked pretty well.
But we had a lot of fun with that house. We decided we had my dog Shakespeare. And
Frisco.
Yeah, stupid dog.
And we had Willow.
Do you recall? We didn't get Willow till towards the end. If you recall, Frisco peed on my Nintendo GameCube. I caught him lifting his leg on my GameCube one day.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he tried to run behind the recliner.
I don't even remember having a GameCube.
And I single-handedly threw the recliner across the room to get to that dog. I never hurt the dog. I picked him up, and I said, "Dog," and he peed all over the place. But yeah, so yeah, it was a great little house. And we lived close to friends of ours, and we were always hanging out with them. And we used to have little grill outs on the back deck. It was a lot of fun. What's really interesting though is when you first buy. So we bought a house right from married. We've never lived in an apartment. We've lived in 4 houses now, but never an apartment. So
and this will be our final one for a very long,
for a long,
long
time,
time.
Yes,
I hate moving.
Unless we suddenly become uber rich multimillionaires or something, and then
even
maybe,
then, I think maybe we should just pay this off and stay here for a while.
No, I'll pay it off, and then I'm going to build a house with some land where I can just tell everybody to
kiss
my hiney
hole. Oh, with a wraparound porch, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's one of the areas in the world that Heather and I actually do see eye to eye. It's not decorating the house. But that's okay. If we could build our own house, I would just decorate the basement and she could decorate the upstairs and we would just...
That would be nice.
...be happy. But what comes with buying a house, folks, for especially young couples that might be listening, are I've lived in a lot of apartments. I've lived in a lot of houses, but we've never really owned them. So first of all, yard work was never a thing I really did much because we lived in mostly apartments. So that was never a real issue. And I will tell you right now, I don't mind doing yard work. I don't like mowing at all. I'm not a fan of it. I'll trim hedges, You know, I've cleaned gutters, but I don't like mowing.
Yeah, the guy in the corner over there, he loves mowing his lawn. His wife told me that's what he does to relax. That's why he mows it almost like every day.
That's how Papa was.
It's a walk mower, though. Papa had a riding lawn mower. Yeah,
but I've known people like that. Some push people mower, like it. Anyway, but a whole world of headaches comes with owning a house that we never knew anything about. And that's okay. I mean, so I remember one summer our air conditioner suddenly went out. And luckily, we have a friend who does HVAC work. So we were having a grill out one day, and we said, why don't you come over, and if you could have a look at it for us. And we would have paid him, but he said, don't worry about that. I said, well, you know, we're having a grill out anyway. Come over. We'll feed you. He said, okay, cool. Went down. It was out for like 2 days. He comes down, opens it up, reaches up inside, pulls out a plastic bag. He said it happens all the time where plastic bags will get sucked up in people's vents, and they don't know. How would you know, you know? And then the fun. We go out one night with some friends of ours.
Man.
Now, we had a habit of our washer and dryer was down in the basement. So we would.
Brand new.
We would open the basement door and close down the basement stairs and then just go down there and pick them up. We still do that. The thing is that was an unfinished basement. This one's finished. But yeah, we're going to put a laundry chute in here eventually.
Yay!
But, so we were out with some friends, and we got home, and we were walking through. They were sitting down. We were walking through the house talking, and everybody's like, kind of like, what's that smell? Do you guys smell that? Something smells kind of funky, but we didn't really know what it was. It wasn't so overpowering that we were. So one of us, I think me, grabbed some laundry, opened the basement door, threw the clothes down, shut the door, didn't think anything of it. But then I started smelling it really bad, and there'd been a lot of rain lately in that time.
Yeah.
So as we walked, I don't know why, but for some reason we went and reopened the basement door and flipped on the lights, and about a foot of, now listen folks, raw sewage had backed up because of the drains. So much water had gone into from the rains that I guess the sewer lines couldn't handle it, and we had a drain in our basement. And it forced the water. It backed it up, pushed it up out of that drain.
It's just a regular drain that everybody has near their washer.
Raw sewage.
Just a little tiny thing.
A foot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, it was an unfinished basement.
I was pregnant with Xander at the time because I had to move out. Because I was a high-risk pregnancy.
We both had to move out.
Well, yeah, but they told me that
it was July. Yeah, July. Raw sewage. It was July, and our air conditioner and everything went out because it was all in the basement. Our brand new washer and dryer. It was July. It was hot. Trust me. I'll tell you how I remember.
Yeah, you were cleaning it
up. We paid a company to pump it out, to clean the inside out, but our insurance covered flipping hurricanes, which we don't have here, earthquakes, which we don't have here, everything, meteor strike, but wouldn't cover this. So I spent 2 weeks down in that basement with your father wearing full body suits in the middle of July with power sprayers, bleach, this special bleach solution. We had to take out, there was a partially finished bathroom down there. We had to take the drywall out of that. It was just disgusting. And we spent 2 weeks down there in full body suits sweating. And we almost killed ourselves.
I forgot about that.
We were running the a power spray down. It was a gas power sprayer, and it was leaking fumes.
I wasn't there.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I didn't get to experience any of that.
Yeah. You know, so fun times, and those are the kind of things you don't think about. But you know, overall, the experience of owning even that house. Now we moved out. We went through some marital problems, and we decided, you know, it was time to kind of start afresh. We moved out. We've never had any money, but we've never fought over finances. Everybody says the number one reason married couples fight is over money, but we don't really.
We don't have any, but we don't fight over
it. We never fight over money.
No.
Ever. I sit and try to think if we ever really have, and we really never have.
No.
You're more spendeasy than I am. And that's not saying that you are. You just are more than me. I never just spend
without
talking to you.
Especially with groceries. I almost always overspend what I allot myself for groceries.
I am a much better grocery shopper than you are when it comes to money, but I hate grocery shopping.
Because I'm a compulsive buyer.
You are. But like, I never go buy any. I never buy anything without talking to you for like big things.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. And I don't usually buy anything big without talking to
you.
You
buy a lot more without talking to me than I do without talking to you. But I don't care.
It's well, like, I guess it depends what it is. If it's something I think that I need to talk to you about.
You tend to do the bills, so I assume you, you know.
Yeah, I know what.
Hey, no, I assume you do. It doesn't mean you actually do. No. Yeah, I just do. Assume it. But yeah, I mean, overall, money was tight and everything, and we decided we had a 6-month-old baby, so we ended up moving in next door. My dad owns the house next door.
We stayed at my parents' house first.
Just for like a month
before
and a
they
half.
Moved in.
It wasn't very long, maybe a month and a half. But that was just because we were waiting transition because the people were moving out from
that. Oh, I forgot about that.
We moved into the house next door to my dad that my dad and my mother or my stepmother owned, and we stayed there for 3 years, had Shiloh while we lived there. We'll talk about the kids being born. Then we moved into a small house, and we realized very quickly that it was just entirely too small for our family, and we were crammed in there. So we found this place, and we moved in, and we bought it, and I really like it here. This is a great house, and lots, plenty of room. Not the biggest yard, but we're close to parks and everything, and it's a great little neighborhood. We are in dead center. We're the ball sack in the middle of the cul-de-sac, as I like to put it.
The ball sack?
Yeah, we're the testes that dangle down. And there's the legs on each side of us. We are right smack dab in the
middle. That's disgusting.
Two cul-de-sacs. But, yeah, so our first house. Let's talk about it. So we bought it.
We did.
And we redid the bathroom a little bit. And then we put down fake wood floor to the whole house. You remember that?
Oh, those peel and stick square tiles.
They worked. And they worked pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, for them.
They looked really cheap. But well, I think they kind of looked like parquet floors, only it was peel and stick. And it was very obvious it was fake.
It was fake.
But I was really glad to get the tile out of the kitchen. It was porcelain tile, so if you dropped anything on that tile, it shattered instantly.
Do you remember when you hated our kitchen always?
Oh,
and
I
do. Do you remember when I redid all the cabinets for you?
I did. It was such a nice surprise. They were gorgeous
Heather
and nautical.
Used to,
Heather
used to collect lighthouses and be really
this
into
when I worked at CFC.
Nautical stuff. So we used to watch a crap ton of... like HGTV. And what was that show? Trading Spaces or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I missed that show.
And I came up with this brilliant idea. I was like, I have an idea to redo these cabinets for like dirt cheap and make Heather happy. And so I did. I bought I did crackle paint.
You even painted the actual kitchen a different color.
Crackle painted. So they were
blue.
So they looked like. Seafoam. Yeah, like something
green.
Like.
Seafoam green, I think.
So it looked like. I don't know, like you'd
like
find,
an
like,
old white chest or something.
Yeah, you know, I nautical. Mean, and then I took off all the
hardware,
and I bought like twine rope, and I ran that through instead of the hardware on the cabinets, and just on the back, I just knotted them and then hot glued them in, so the whole thing went nautical, and it looked way cool, man. And it like cost me nothing to do, and it was really cool.
It
and
did.
You, and you
it
really
was
liked it.
Awesome. I loved it. I was a little sad to get rid of those cabinets, but
the problem was is we didn't have a lot of space in there. It was just put together really dumb. And so we redid it, and we tore down a wall and put up a half wall, and we moved. Remember, we put up like double the cabinet space and moved the sink to under a
sink
window.
Sink was under the window, which was nice instead of
and
over the far corner.
And we never got to use it.
I know.
Because we ended up moving. And then we sold the house. And
they apparently treated it like
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but they must have demolished
we
it.
We worked so hard on that kitchen, too.
I drove by about a year or so ago, and we drove by the other night because we were talking to our son. Because it was the house he was born in, and we were like, do you remember it all? He doesn't. Because you did his whole nursery.
I did. It was
beautiful. It was my favorite room in the house.
I absolutely loved it.
And then I redid my office.
I remember I was using that little nail gun that I rented to put all the chair rail.
You put chair rail up against the whole
wall. And the lady across the street kept telling me, you shouldn't be using that saw while you're pregnant. Because I was using a miter saw. Like, it's covered.
Yeah, we had some interesting neighbors.
We did. The people next door. Remember they cut down that cherry?
The people on our right.
A table in the front yard.
Were very nice, but we didn't talk to him very often. I did talk to him after the flood. He had a partially finished basement, and his TV got destroyed. I felt bad for him.
Huge.
The
TV
people on
too.
Our left were as rednecky hilljacky. They were very friendly, but they were rednecky hill. I mean, they were
white trash.
Well, I wasn't gonna be mean, but
I'm not trying to be mean.
They had their mom had Alzheimer's really bad, and you were always finding her and bringing her back home. And they cut down this big tree in their front yard.
Gorgeous tree. It was a cherry willow. It was
we don't know why they cut it down, but they did. And then they had a big stump. And they wanted to shellac it and make it into a table.
Yes.
In their front yard. We don't really know why. But it's really sad because when we moved out, that neighborhood just really went downhill. And it wasn't a bad neighborhood.
No, which makes me kind of happy that we got out before it did start.
What's cool is
we actually had to sell the house for like $2,000, $3,000 less than what we owed on it. So it's a good thing because...
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't. We got out
the second mortgage. No, because we still owed money on the second mortgage.
I think you're on crack.
No, I had to actually go and give them the last check for all of that. We had to go down there and it was over in Blue Ash. You had to come with me after I actually paid it off to sign the papers on it. And they had candy in there. I remember the candy bowl.
I just want to say that this is when everybody says I don't let her talk enough. So if I sit here and wait, I just want to show everybody what actually happens. You see?
Well, I don't have anything else to say now.
Exactly.
I've already said what I had to say.
That's why I talk. I'm just saying this to the people out there. You never let her talk.
Oh, that's right, because it was right across from, remember the massage school in Blue Ash.
This is the other reason. Nobody knows where Blue Ash is, and nobody cares about the massage school across the street.
I'm sure somebody that's listening to this knows where Blue Ash is in Ohio.
Very few, and they don't care.
Probably not.
See, I talk about the things we did to our house, and you talk about places we had to go to drop off a check. Do you understand? Why nobody cares? Nobody cares. But yeah, owning a house is the way to go if you can. I've lived in so many apartments, man. And there are benefits. There are huge benefits, man. But I don't know, man. Living in a house is so much. It's like my space, and I don't have to worry about anything else except for neighbors griping when I don't want to mow my lawn.
What I didn't like about renting was, which I found out when we were over there in Rockford, right? Yeah. You can't paint what you want to paint. That was the first time I'd ever experienced that. The house right before this house, we weren't allowed to paint anything.
I know
anything.
Where that house was.
Okay, well.
I lived there.
But they don't.
But they still don't.
But they don't let you paint.
Okay, guys,
the
house before this one, the one on Rockford, did you catch that?
Anyway.
Well, yeah, and you have to deal with douchebag landlords.
Oh, he was too.
Yeah, he was a big bitch. He wanted us to buy the house. Now, let me tell you about this house we moved into. What is wrong with you? She just shoved the microphone in her mouth for no apparent reason. He wanted us to buy the house. Now, our backyard was a giant hill.
Yeah, I'd say it was probably a good 30 feet up.
Not that big of a yard, but it would take me a couple days to mow it because I would have to run up the side of the hill and then control the mower back down.
I wish I had a video of that.
It would almost kill
me. It was amazing. I loved the kitchen, though. It was a nice kitchen.
It was okay.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It wasn't anything so special. I mean, it was nice. It was open.
I liked the countertops.
But we had our living room had a love seat and a recliner, and they were touching.
Yeah, it was so tiny.
Let me put it this way. I bought a 37-inch TV, and it looked huge.
It did. We thought we had such a big TV.
And we moved into our new house, and I put it against the wall. I'm like, aw. Like, it's so little. Because the house was so small. We had three bedrooms, and that was cool. And Shyla's bedroom was actually a little bit bigger at the house than it is here. But that's okay, because we got playroom here and stuff, and she didn't have any of that there. So,
Yeah, so I hope this might not be very exciting for anybody, but yeah, it's just kind of how it goes. We live in this house now, and I love it. We have three bedrooms upstairs. I got an office downstairs. We got a finished basement where used to be my area to sit, and now the kids put all their crap in it. We've got an unfinished back room that we use as like a playroom area, and we're going to be doing lots of work.
We have a storage room. We have a separate laundry area.
And we have a garage.
You can't park in.
We could.
Yeah, we could. Your mom's going to get a lot of her stuff out, and then I can put the...
I just want to listen to her, people. Just listen to her, because what she's saying without saying it is, I am aware that you spent 2 weekends cleaning the garage to give it all kinds of room, and that I promised you after the
all
yard
all of that stuff
that
is gone.
I promised you
all
stuff
of it was
gone.
It was nothing but clothes, and I took all of those down to the Pregnancy Crisis Center, and I gave it all of them.
I promise you, if I walk out in that garage right now, I can show you stuff that's been put in a way that shouldn't be there.
It doesn't mean I did it. It doesn't mean it was for me. Your sister's stuff from the yard sale is still there, and your mom's stuff
is still there. It was from the yard sale, and you promised me.
I promised you I'd get rid of our stuff.
No, you promised me it would be gone in 2 weeks, and it's not. That was months and months and months ago, and it's
all of the stuff that I put there is. I'm not responsible for your sister's stuff or your mother's stuff, so you need to take that up with them.
You wanted to have the yard sale. You promised me the stuff would be gone. It's not gone. Just like your mom did the same thing to your dad, now it's all sitting on their front porch.
I did what I said I was going to do, and I got rid of our stuff.
Sitting on the front porch, sitting in my garage. That's what I'm saying. She backtracks a lot. We made a deal recently. The deal, she wants hardwood floors. I like carpet. I made her a deal. I said, if you can keep these floors clean, nothing on them for a month, then I'll agree to it. Well, it wasn't even a week. She's like, no, well, that's just because of this, and that's just because of this. There's always a reason for it.
Yeah, you're complaining about the pictures from Shiloh's homework tonight.
No, that's not what I was talking about. I told you, if you guys, my words, keep it clean for a month. Kids' stuff's all over up there. There's shoes everywhere up there. Just saying. You made a deal. You said okay, and the second it starts not looking so good for you,
you start
putting stipulations on it. There were no stipulations at the beginning. None. But now there are. Because you're losing them, and you don't like that. So you start adding stipulations. You should have put those at the beginning.
We have a 6-year-old who likes to play with shoes.
At the beginning. And you didn't. If you keep talking.
Did you hear that?
The dog perked up really quick when I did that.
You should have felt the muscles in her body.
I don't want to feel the muscles in your dog's body.
It's not my dog. It's our dog.
No, we've talked about this. We got the dog together, but it's not anybody's but yours now. And it wasn't our choice. It's the dog's choice. Let me tell you how this works. We leave. I get home from work today. Now, usually Heather and the kids are home when I get home, but today they were at the grocery store apparently. But I walk in the door. Before the dog hears you coming to the front door. You can hear her yipping and going ballistic before you open the door. I open the door. The dog darts past me, runs outside, and starts running around in circles trying to figure out where you are. I walk in the house. She runs around in circles again, looking for you. She's attached to your hip. I can go wherever I want in this house, and that dog will not follow me. You can't even take a poop.
I can't.
I know.
She'll sit outside the bathroom door and jump
now,
on the door.
Now, folks at home, feel free to write and tell us your opinion on this. But the dog, if like I go to bed and Heather will come in the bedroom and the dog will jump up and curl up next to me, the second Heather walks out of the room, the dog is gone. It doesn't matter how comfortable she was. She likes me just fine. We get along just fine and dandy. She's yours. For as much as she's a family dog, in the end, she belongs to you. She has given you her heart.
She just loves me more
than anybody else on the planet Earth. You should know something, Ollie. I'm the one who agreed to rescue you, or else they would have put your sorry butt to sleep because you're ugly.
I fell in love with her online when I was looking at dogs online. She's ugly. She wasn't even listed under the place where we got her at. She was listed at a different place. She had a 3-month application.
Ugly dog. She's very sweet, though. She's dumb. Dumb as a box of rocks, but she's a very sweet dog. She really is. And she doesn't like my daughter, but she loves my son. She doesn't like our daughter because our daughter just tore
the other day, I go in her room. I said, Shiloh, where are you? In my closet, which she has like a little shelf, a little cubby shelf in and everything. I said, what are you doing in there? Because the curtains are drawn.
She has a sheer beaded curtain. There's no like doors. She doesn't shut herself in her closet.
No.
She, like,
so I open up the curtains and I look at her and say, Shiloh, what are you doing?
Arrested. We sound like horrible parents.
And she's got a pillow shoved in one of the cubbies.
We beat our kids.
Nothing.
We shove them in closets.
I said, Shiloh, what are you hiding in there? I'm expecting food, permanent markers, because she just drew all over Jason's DVD case with permanent marker as well as her car seat. So, you know, I'm expecting something that she's been grounded from.
The Dark Knight.
You know, some type of candy that she's not supposed to be eating at the time.
Joker's face.
Something.
Irritating.
Instead, she stands there and insists upon the fact that there's nothing in there. Nothing at all. So I reach over and I move the pillow, and guess what comes out? Ollie! Terrified, her tail tucked, shaking like nobody's business. I just love
what
her,
is
Mommy.
What is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
She keeps, like, opening her mouth going, weirdo. Oh, isn't that sweet? She licks her crotch.
Oh, Jason.
She just licked
Stop
Heather's face.
That.
So I thought it'd be fun for us to give some advice to the young. And I have two things that we're going to give advice on. You'll give your advice, and I'll give my advice. And we'll see how they interact, okay? First thing you're going to give advice on is jealousy. And here's an example. My partner is always jealous, even when they shouldn't be, even when they have no reason to be. What would your advice in that situation be, Miss Heather?
I'm a slightly jealous person.
Ridiculous.
I'm not as much as I used to be, because you actually don't give me any reason to be. You're very open and honest.
I've always been very open and honest.
You're more so now, and we talk a lot more, which makes it a lot easier for me. You make me feel more secure. I guess that's what it is, more likely. But I think that's what spurs most jealousy. Not all. Some, mostly women. No. Can't say mostly women. Men are that way. Anyway, what spurs it most of the time is that they're just insecure. I mean, if...
I'm just waiting for your advice.
Make them feel more secure. Make sure that they know that you love them and that, you know, they're safe being with you. If they know that you're not going to be going anywhere else, looking for anybody else, there really is no point to be jealous. I mean, obviously, if they're going to stand there flirting, if you're going to stand there flirting with someone in front of them, even if it's just good-naturedly, they're going to get a little jealous.
I guess. Because we're not at all, like, I am not a jealous person.
No.
Which irritates you sometimes because I don't get jealous. I am a flirt.
Not really.
Harmless flirt. I flirt with people. I don't really even notice that I'm doing it. And it's not that kind of, you know, I'm not, like, hitting on people.
No, you don't do it in a way that makes me feel like, I hate her.
Yeah, no. And I'm not, like, a flirt, like, hey, what are you doing? Not like that kind of.
You're not creepy.
No. And I don't get jealous. I mean, everybody gets jealous a little bit sometimes, but it's rare that I get jealous. I'll play jealous, like, oh yeah, what are you talking to that guy for? But, you know, I don't really care is the problem. Because I kind of look at it like, just being jealous is stupid. And my advice is don't be jealous, because it doesn't get you anywhere. You either trust the person you're with, or you don't. And if you don't, well, then don't be with them. And the way I look at it is, if you're going to run around on me, you're going to run around on me. If I find out you are, different story. But up until that point, I'm just not going to spend every day worrying about what you're out doing every time you're not with me.
Yeah, I never worry about it. The only time I actually
go out
to
bars and crap, and you don't care. Especially these days.
No, I know you're not
going to
do anything.
Designated driver.
I'm not worried about that. But no, what the things that I get jealous about,
well, I mean,
aren't
it was
the
like
people.
Four hot chicks. I might.
Shut up. The things
dude,
that I
you
get,
couldn't even turn down four hot chicks. That's just ridiculous.
Like the Ninja Turtles.
Oh my good
that
lord.
Those are the kind
right,
of things
that
I get
is,
jealous
that
about.
Is the most ridiculous thing in the world to get jealous. I'm on this site the other day, and there's a picture of these four chicks, just smoking hot girls, wearing these tiny little like bikini Ninja Turtle outfits, and they're all posing. And so I post a picture on Facebook, and I said, T-U-R-T-L-E power. And she gets all like, rah, rah, rah. And all these dudes are like, man, where do I find turtles like that? And like quoting lines from the movies and stuff, and you're like, this and that. And it's just cracking me up because I'm like, I can't even believe you act that way. You'd be the first person to point out a good looking girl to me.
Well, yeah, if we're going through or down the mall. Or
oh, Lord. Don't post a random picture on Facebook that you saw on some stupid website.
I don't care if they do.
Well, I'm going to continue to do stuff like
that. I would
that.
Find that amusing.
Well, I found it amusing. That's why I put it up
I'm
there.
I'm glad you did.
You need to get bent.
I am bent.
Please write in and explain to her what get bent means. So
I thought that meant you're like bent out of whack. You're upset.
I don't think you typically tell people to get bent. Like, get bent out of whack. Figure it out, hon. Anyway, that's ridiculous. She would get jealous of exes of mine that she never even met. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
It depends on how you were talking about them.
No. Oh, come on. It's never like I'm like, oh, so this one ex is just better than you.
Well, no, you never talk gay. Is that offensive?
No.
Okay.
Because you just said I didn't act gay.
I mean, to other people. If there was,
I'd be offended because I don't want to be no gay person. I'm just teasing. Well, I don't want to be gay. I'm not gay. I'm straight. Not that I got a problem with you gay people. I mean, you homosexuals. I mean, you people of the non-straight persuasion. She knows I'm just doing this on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, it's offensive. What's wrong with you? Patrick, please write her and tell her how offended you are. It's ridiculous that you would act that way. I can't even stay married to you now. We're done. I'm going to go find a dude. Next piece of advice will be lost that loving feeling. Your advice on waning passion in a relationship. I'll go first. Just deal with it. I mean, there's moments, especially if you're in a relationship for a long period of time, it's never going to be, listen, no matter what Hollywood tells you, no matter what people tell you, you may meet a couple and go, look at them, they've been together for 20 years and they're still as in love. And well, first of all, they're probably more in love than they were. You can't be together for 20 years and not be more in love than you were the first, you know, when you first met. But love is not the same.
Look at my parents.
I wouldn't say they're together. Love is not the same as infatuation, and people need to get that through their heads. It will never be as much fun as it is in the very beginning, period. It just won't. Look, you're with we've been married 10 years. I'm sorry. I'm not some foofy romantic song. I'm going to be honest. Is kissing you now as exciting as getting that first kiss? No.
No, you used to get the flutters and everything. Now it's not like, oh my gosh, is he going to kiss me? It's of course he's going to kiss me.
I think people get this thing up their butt. They're like, oh, now you're comfortable. Yes, and being comfortable is what most of us strive for.
It's a great thing.
And most things in life, you were like, man, if I could be comfortable here, I would stay forever.
That's when you really start being yourself.
Right. And that's the most perfect part about being comfortable. I can be myself in front of you. I don't hide. You know things about me that nobody else knows, that nobody else will ever know. Because when you get comfortable with a person, you share those things. That's the difference. But there's going to be times in every relationship where there are times where you're not going to want to be affectionate and times where you are going to want to be affectionate.
Times when you wake up and look at him and say, oh, I wish they just go away.
Is that what you do? There are times where I wake up and consider putting a pillow over your face. I mean, if there's no love, no passion at all, then you might want to take a look at your relationship because maybe it's not what you think it is.
Maybe you need to do a little bit of work on that instead of just sitting there and wondering. Well,
maybe you're with somebody just to be with somebody. I'm saying there's got to be affection. I am not.
Well, sometimes you can lose that.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you can't regain it.
To sink my ship or whatever. Mm. I am not a huggy, sit on top of me, cling to me kind of person. I don't like cuddling much. I don't like being. Yeah, well, you girls, women, me and Sean.
I'll remember that you don't want
me and Sean, my brother-in-law, were talking about the other day. You girls are always like,
I shouldn't say that.
Sit right on top of us when we're trying to sit there, and you just want to like lay on us, and we're like, just get off. So that makes me sound unromantic. However, I make romantic gestures all the time. I do little things to let you know I'm thinking about you.
You don't have to be, you don't have to be the textbook romantic to be considered romantic. There are other things that you can
romantic?
Do. The bringing flowers and
you don't even like getting flowers that much.
I know I do. I like roses and I love sweet peas. Those are my favorite flowers in the world.
Not that much, though. It's never been like your, I have to.
I like to get them every once in a while.
Are you more excited if I bring you flowers or a candy bar?
A candy bar.
Exactly. And I know that about you.
Absolutely.
So I'm all the time.
It's the fact that you were thinking about me that makes it romantic.
I'll go in a gas station and get you a candy bar.
You were away from me and you thought about me. You didn't have to, but you did.
No, I didn't have to. I tried not to.
Funny. But actually, no, that wasn't at all funny.
Maybe if I get her a candy bar, she'll shut the hell up for an hour. I can have some peace. The thing that pisses me off about you is I'll buy you the candy bar, and you'll be like, oh, thank you, and then it'll sit there, and I'll want to eat it.
But I do wind up eating it.
Or I do.
I always want it. I just don't always want it right away.
No.
No, I don't think you should just give up if it's gone. I think you can get that back. Try to sit there and think about what did you have in common before, and if those things are over, find something else.
Eh, it's done. Just let it go.
Shut up.
just don't put yourself through the crap. Go, just dump them and find somebody better. Or better yet, don't find anybody at all.
Just play the field.
Stay single. You know, you got yourself. You can take care of yourself. And, you know, I can give you a bunch of reasons why a computer is better than a woman if you want to hear them.
What?
I can tell you why.
One, I don't think you should do that.
Your computer never bitches at you. Okay. Two, a woman can cook for you. You can order food online, okay? Sex? Guess where all the porn is, people? Online. That's where you get it.
You're so in trouble.
So just dump your woman and buy a new computer.
I'm mad at you right now.
Buy a new computer. You'll be happier in the long run. The end.
You're going to be taking care of
yourself. I mean, you and I aren't like, we're not like... Oh, man, we are not that couple that's like clinging and kissing and smooching.
I love you so much.
I don't have a problem with public displays of affection. I have a problem with public displays of groping one another.
Yeah, there's a line there.
Unless they're hot. If they're hot, I'll watch them. Like, that couple's hot. They're going to do it, and I'm going to watch them.
That's disgusting.
Here on the counter,
I hope you're kidding.
Burger King.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, but I like it. Yeah, no, I mean, if you're married for a long time, there's going to be moments where you don't like each other. Let's face it. Let's just call it what it is. There are going to be moments where you're like, ugh, this person disgusts me. I just wish they'd shut up and never speak again. And then there are moments where you're like, you know, this person is awesome and I'm glad to be with this person. And you have to be willing to go through the bad for the good.
So everybody gets into the bad part and they think, oh, it's never going to get better
again. And then they get
divorced. Yeah, which is stupid. Obviously, it gets better.
And then they go get remarried
people...
5-6 times because they're that stupid.
I know. Oh, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
This time, I feel different.
Figure it out. Grow up.
Yeah.
Realize that you can't just run away from everything that's difficult.
You got to assume that the good parts outweigh the bad parts or else nobody would ever stay married.
Yeah.
And, you know, we live in a society that's 50-50. 50% of all couples get divorced. That's sad to
me. We almost got divorced twice. Look, we're still here.
Did we? I think we came close once. I don't really think the other time was as close as, well, you were going to leave me, even though you were the horrible person.
But I wasn't going to actually divorce you.
that's good to know.
I never took my wedding ring off either time, ever.
Don't think that I did something horrible to her and she was going to divorce me. It wasn't like that. So, but but what I'm getting at is I didn't want to split up at all. It was her acting like she was going to.
And then it turned around a few years later.
I still don't want to get a divorce even then.
You told me to divorce you.
Well, that's because I didn't want to do it. I told you to divorce me.
Dumbest thing ever.
Your face is the dumbest thing ever.
It's the most beautiful thing ever.
But we don't want to get divorced.
No. No, we don't.
And that's the decision we made. Because ask any married couple, and they're all going to tell you, oh, man, there are times where it's the hardest freaking thing you've ever done.
And, you know, I think the last time is really when it hit us, we realized, you know what, this thing is hard. But just because it is that way doesn't mean we don't want to stay in it, Jason.
Hard.
See, you didn't. I was the one thinking that way when you were saying, I don't want you sitting on top of me.
Yeah, but you said it's hard.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
We realize, you know, it is kind of, it's difficult. It's something you got to work on, but it's worth working on.
Difficult.
Why is that funny?
It's
what,
not.
What is,
that's what makes it funny. Jeez.
I hate Beavis and Butthead. That's exactly where that mentality came from.
I think
nobody ever did.
I think Beavis and Butthead came from people. Oh yes, people did do that. Everybody knows a Beavis and a Butthead. That's the point.
Who's our Beavis? I know who the Butthead is.
We're not going to talk about this on air.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it later.
Anyway,
we love all our friends.
No, we don't. I hate all your faces, except for you. But I'm not going to tell you which one it is. So yeah, even when it look if the just it's not always passionate 24/7. You know, I've known couples that have met and been like, you know, I'm just not into having sex anymore all the time, so I'm going to break up. I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, granted, you want to still be into that stuff, but it doesn't have to be all the time.
No.
Try being married with two kids. I would say you and I have a pretty good sexual relationship under the circumstances. I know people that are married with multiple kids that don't have the relationship we do. That's for sure.
I know. So. It shocks me. Those people that only have sex once a month.
Well,
what?
You know, I'm just saying, when you got
How
me.
How does that happen?
Yeah, it's hard to keep your hands off somebody like me. Trust me, I've tried. Oh, wow. So, this is a weird episode.
This is a weird episode. It's a bit disturbing.
It's because you're so weird. So,
I'm the normal one of this couple.
Coming up in the future, over the next couple weeks, we're going to be talking about the birth of our first child. And then we'll talk about the birth of our second child in an episode. So that's probably be our next two episodes. And I think some other things we're going to talk about are our vacations we've taken, trips we've taken.
Oh, no, that could be fun.
From single, from when we were not single, but for before we had kids to
yeah.
We had kids and some of the stupid stuff we've done. Somewhere there's a picture of us on our cruise with me and my bleached blonde hair. Thank you, Heather and Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
We're going to frost your hair. No, we swear you need to leave it in a little bit longer.
It was platinum.
You would think that I would stop listening to my sister when it comes to my hair. She's like, I'm going to cut your hair for you once. In the dark, outside on a patio at night, she tries to cut my hair. And you know what? There's always seems to be pictures. Somewhere
we should have a picture the last time that I cut your hair when my shoulder got dislocated. we should have taken pictures of that.
Oh,
I messed that up pretty bad.
I curled it properly. Nobody could tell except for me. It drove me nuts. I'm tired. It is 9 o'clock our time this night. That's my phone.
I think that's our butt head.
As a matter of fact. All right. Well, I think with that, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. If you could tell me what movie that's from, then I'd be really impressed. But you can't.
Is it a martial arts one?
No. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get out of here.
The one where that guy filmed the movie with one camera? I can't remember what it's called.
Desperado. And no, El Mariachi is...
Oh, that's the one I was thinking
prequel.
Of.
Yeah, Desperado's the sequel. And
it's not from either of those?
Yes, it's from Desperado, but it's not from El Mariachi.
But I was close. That's pretty good for
anyway,
me.
Anyway,
you should be impressed with me.
I'm not impressed with you.
You should be.
We're going to go now.
Okay.
I've been trying to see if she talks, and she doesn't shut up. So,
listen to the one who cuts me off all the time. I don't like you.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can always write us. Again, tell us your thoughts, how you met your other, how you feel about buying a house. We don't care.
I'd like to know why this is entertaining for other people.
Because we sound like idiots. People are like, man, we compared to these guys, we are awesome. These guys are stupid. And... we will talk to you guys next time. You can write us at show@pennycult.org and saying I do is the dumbest thing I ever said. All right. Talk to you guys later.
I thought it was why did I say I do?
I don't know. I change it every week. Shut up. Goodbye.
Bye.
I actually picked a different song, but then I realized it wasn't on here. But I love this song. This is 311. I've seen them in concert twice. You didn't know who 311 is.
I don't think so.
See what I put up with. She says stuff like that.
I don't remember names.
And then she says stupid stuff like,
I don't like pizza. You don't? I like pizza. I don't. Take me away from the noise. Oh, I like this guy's voice though.
From afar, and you know that, whoa, brainstorm.